The integration of AI services, large language models like ChatGPT, into our workflow, into our desktop experience can be tricky. We've seen different companies try to bring it into our daily usage, and sometimes we don't kind of like that intrusion. I've written a tool which is free and it's open source, which allows you to use large language models for doing text processing right from the Windows desktop, not in your browser, not in any other kind of thing, directly from the desktop, which means it can be integrated into your workflow, regardless of whether you're using the web or an application, you can have access to it there. I won't tell you much more now. I'm going to deal with it all in the video. But as I said, it's free, it's open source, and it's available today. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, there are many AI applications out there on the web, on mobile, on the desktop. But here's an honest question for you. Beyond the hype, and I'm just as like anyone else, I like to try out the new services, see what they are, you know. But how many of them do you actually use consistently on a daily basis, or maybe two or three times a week? You know, how often do you use them? Well, image generation, maybe that's your thing. Text tools, certainly that can be useful. A bit of coding, you know, what is it that you use consistently? Well, for me, it's text tools and coding. Now, of course, I can be always cut and pasting things into, you know, ChatGPT or into Claude or into Bing or whatever it is that I'm using. But I find that I want a tool that I can just use as part of my workflow. So I wrote a text tool that I personally find useful, and I hope you find useful. It's not based on the web. It's not just for the web browser. It's for anything you're doing on the desktop. It's not mobile based because I do most of my typing at a keyboard, a proper keyboard, which means on my desktop. It's called very unimaginatively AI Tray. That's just, you know, the simplest thing I could think of. It's a Windows Tray app that works with Google Gemini. Why Google Gemini? Because you get access to the API with Google Gemini for free. With other services like Claude, Grok, OpenAI, you need to pay something. But it's free with Google Gemini. It takes the contents from what's in the clipboard. It asks Gemini to do something with it, and then it pastes the result back into the clipboard. So you're working there, copy something into the clipboard, you hit the button, and then what comes back into the clipboard is that worked, that processed version. Now, before you start, you're going to need an API key from Google. You go over to aistudio.google.com, and there's a button there to take you to the API key. If you want to the full URL, it's app/API key. And you should also enable clipboard history on Windows 11. That's optional. So basically, this is a screenshot of what it looks like on Google AI Studio. You can hit this create API key. It will give you a string about 39, 40 characters long. You need to save that and put it in the program. I'll show you that in a minute. And if you want to enable the clipboard history, you go into the settings and there's a thing here, clipboard history. You can just turn that on. Okay, so let's have a look at it running. Okay, so here I am on the Windows desktop. We look down here. Here we can see the AI Tray tool running. If you right-hand click on it, you get the menu coming up. And the first thing we need to do is go into settings, because here you need to set your API key. As I showed you, you have to go over to Google Studio and get yourself an AI key. And you just paste that into there like that. We won't worry about the custom prompt yet. We'll deal with that in a minute. So the way the tool works like this, I've got some text here in any program. It doesn't matter whether it's a web browser, you know, Gmail, whether it's in a Word or in a LibreOffice or even here in the Notepad. You need to get some text. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to select it and then just copy that, and if you activate the clipboard history, now you can see there it is on the clipboard. And now what we do is go over to the AI Tray and we say, what do I want to do with that? Well, I want to make it shorter. So you click on shorter and it will go away. It will talk to Google Gemini and then it will come back and it will put it into the clipboard. So you can either activate the clipboard here and see now there's a second one there that's come up, or we could just replace this text here with paste. And there you go, it's much shorter. USB 4 significant improvements on previous and offering 40 minutes. So it's taken the same text and made it shorter. Let's go back to our original text again. Let's try something else. Copy, put that in the clipboard. Go down here. Well, let's have it extend. Now, extend will actually not only just make it long, it will include its own knowledge and things in making that longer. We now cut and paste it back in, and let's see what we've got. There we go. Three paragraphs have now come out because it's made that much longer, talking about USB 4 according to what the large language model understands. Let's go back again to our original text. Let's just try one more thing. Copy. Let's go down here and we're going to say summarize. Okay, let's see what that brings up. There you go, another two lines summarizing. Of course, you can do that with lots of much longer text and so on. Now, another thing you can do is you can set a custom prompt. So I'm going to say, tell me a joke based on this text. Okay, now the rest of the program handles the rest of the stuff that you need to do. So I'm just going to click save. Okay, and we're going to see two ducks walk into a bar. That's all we're going to say. Put that in the clipboard. Now go down here and we're going to hit custom. And it comes back with a joke. Two ducks walk into a bar. The bartender looked up and says, hey, we have a drink named after you. One duck says, you've got a drink named Quack? That's amazing. The bartender replies, no, it's called a duck's Mai Tai. A duck's Mai Tai. Okay, there it is. So it's tried to create us a joke based on that. You could use any prompt you want, how you want it rewritten, what style you want, whatever you want to do. It's customized. So obviously, if you look down here at the menu, I've got some things in here to make it more professional, make it more friendly, summarize, extend it. But you could put in whatever's your favorite prompt for text processing, and it will be there built into the AI Tray program. Okay, so there it is. So where is it? What is it? Well, it's written in C# using Visual Studio 2022. The code is in my GitHub repository, github.com/AI Tray. Here is just some snippets of the code just to give you a gentle introduction to it. Basically, there's this end prompt. The code is pretty self-explanatory if you understand some C#. And at the end of every prompt, I do add on, don't offer multiple options, just rewrite the text as instructed, colon, and then two blank lines to give you a distinction between the prompt and the text. And I added that bit in for every request because sometimes it was coming back and saying, here are five different ways that I could rewrite that text. And I don't want that, I just want one rewrite way of doing it. It's a template, boilerplate, really, Windows application tray program. And the other thing is, when for each item on the menu, you know, rewrite item, spell check item, pro item, pretty redundant. It's just cut and paste, really. I'm sure there's probably a better way to do this with more dynamic ways. We'll talk more about how this could be improved in a moment. But transform the text below to enhance its engagement, improve clarity and optimize readability. And then basically correct the spelling and grammar in the following text. And then in each of these cases, you'll get that prompt. You'll get the end prompt, and then it puts in the clipboard text because it's got here clipboard get text, and it gets that text and just adds it on the end there. So really, you're taking the prompt, you're taking that end prompt to say, don't give me multiple versions, and then you've got the prompt from the clipboard. And then once the result comes back, it just puts it back into the clipboard with that same clipboard function here, but it's set text rather than get text. It's really as simple as that. If you look at the code in GitHub, it's 500 lines long in total, not very long, and a lot of it is very repetitive. It's just one item here for rewrite, one item here for spell check, and go through all that stuff. So as I said, it is open source. You can fork it if you want to, create your own one, or better still, contribute to this one and we can improve it. Loads of things that could be done. We could make it more dynamic, maybe some kind of setup thing at the beginning that just takes all the prompts and then it's kind of dynamically builds the menu up. It could read it in from a configuration file, maybe some JSON, comma separated list, whatever. It'd be quite easy. We could add in support for OpenAI, for Claude, for Grok, even though they're paid for services. We could put that in there. Multiple custom prompts, not just the one, custom prompts for the pre-prompt and the end prompt, loads of stuff that could be done. Even working, you could actually make it a whole program based on llama.cpp, so we could have it actually just does it all locally, runs a small, you know, couple of billion parameter model and runs it all locally. Nothing gets sent out over the internet. Of course, just as a caveat for that, if you are cutting and pasting things, be aware you are sending it to Gemini. you are sending it to Google Gemini, and then it's coming back. So just so that you know that, so don't cut and paste your financial history or your medical history in there and ask Gemini to rewrite it for you. That's not what you want to do. But for everything else, you're probably pretty okay. Okay, that's it. AI Tray, I'd love to hear your thoughts. We could improve it together. You know, contribute to the project. Tell me what you think. Feature requests and so on. If this is going to get some traction behind it, let's lift it up to the next level. Love to hear your thoughts. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. And if you like these kind of videos, then stick around. Subscribe to the channel. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.